the last one, but it isn't. We also have the steering group.
Okay, so the steering group also had a conversation that, given how late it is in the meeting, actually had quite a bit of energy in it. So by far the most energy and attention and time that we gave to talking about priorities was around structures and around the steering group's role in the structures. And it's a bit hard to know how much to say that there's it's almost like I feel that there's a solution that's kind of on the tip of our tongue but not quite ready to be articulated yet. So there's quite a few different strands of thinking feeding into this. Ratandani's just kicked off quite a kind of, not formal exactly, but quite a kind of thoughtful, structured review of structures. It's been interesting hearing back from the movement strand and even from the metro convener strands, ways that they've been thinking about structures. But what we want to do in the next couple of steering group meetings is really start to give time to looking at what have we got, what's working, where are the language that we're using at the minute, where are the tensions, and how can we respond to the tensions that we're discovering. So it's partly a commitment to have this discussion seriously and using the three strand structure to have it inform and feed in to the discussion. And one of the changes of this is the steering group committing to meeting face-to-face more often. In the absence of an international movement structure, we've still got to figure out how best that the movement internationally participates in that discussion. At the minute, we've got Viveka and Yanadara, who are both part of the steering group, and also Amrit Siddhi, actually from the Indian end, will be part of that discussion at some point. The developing thing about movement gateways and so on, so you've got some way of collecting information, feeding information back, I think is a helpful development. Anyway, that was one of the big things that we gave attention to this morning. Kind of related to that, although more on a values level than on a structural level, is just sort of clarifying what defines us as an order. And what, well, we just took this from the stickies that were on the board, but sort of leadership, at least within the order strand, but maybe to some extent overlapping with the structural discussion. So that would be a second priority. Third one, which is simpler actually, is just a commitment to get our communication happening better than it has. This has been an area where, you know, in a way, I want to make my own confessions that I really don't think we've done anywhere near a good enough job of getting the thinking of these meetings out to the order movement as a whole. And I don't think we do anything like a good enough job of getting the steering group meetings out to the International Council membership as a whole. So we've asked Akasha Jyoti really to prioritise communication from the steering group and from this meeting. And I don't want to spring this on Akasha Jyoti, but one of the things I'd like to commit to is at least 2 or 3 weeks after every steering group meeting, you've been informed about what happened and where the discussions are going. And at least sort of like not unbearably long after this meeting, communication goes out to the order as a whole of the priorities that we took on. So we really want to prioritise communication from the International Council and also ask you as areas to think how you can support that in your areas. And the fourth of our three priorities that we didn't have time to really sort of think through, but the question came up about a kind of movement-wide version of situations of intensification. And one of the models that we were remembering was when Bante did seminars, quite often you would get a new theme coming out and something that really seemed to address what was spiritually required at the time. And because it addressed a real spiritual need, it got it had energy behind it, it sort of rippled out and got engaged with movement wide. And one of the consequences of that is there was a kind of spiritual unity around the kind of things that were being engaged with and being discussed. So we had some ideas about what that might look like, but at the minute we decided that we're going to sort of leave it as a question more, how might we look at this? And we didn't allocate specific responsibilities, but I think it's the steering group collectively, this is now on our agenda, and I guess sort of my job, to the extent I'm convening, actually it's Shranta Dhani's job, she chairs the steering group, so the powers that be, making sure that these get picked up by the steering group and actioned.
Any questions for the steering group?
If Shranta Dhani's got a question, she can ask it afterwards. Or indeed Akasha Jyoti.
Okay, thank you. Tamarasi.